Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered rain showers, thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 60s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, 73 with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid 40s, and Friday, mostly sunny skies, temps in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 59.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Supreme Court justices on both sides of the ideological spectrum expressed skepticism yesterday that oil refiners are legally eligible for biofuel exemptions, even if previous waivers had lapsed. Refiners are seeking to overturn a ruling by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that struck down three small refiner exemptions from the renewable fuel standard. A three-judge panel said previously expired waivers could not be renewed. The ruling creates a new legal rationale for EPA to follow in considering future waivers. Attorneys for the refiners told the Supreme Court that an exemption may be granted at any time. Justice Clarence Thomas, one of the court's most conservative members, said it seemed rather odd to read it that way. Liberal colleagues Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor made similar points. But Peter Kiesler, the refiner's attorney, pushed back. He said this is a statute in which the burden escalates over time and the petition is supposed to be based on hardship. He said it seems implausible to think that Congress would assume that an early ability for a year to comply would mean there is no need for a waiver in the future. But the EPA, which argued in support of the 10th Circuit Court ruling, and the Biofuel Coalition attorney did not get a pass either. The coalition includes Renewable Fuel Association, American Coalition for Ethanol, National Corn Growers, and the American Coalition of Ethanol. Several times, Department of Justice attorney Chris Michael had to defend his argument that the law only intended for exemptions to be temporary. Justice Stephen Breyer said Congress may not have known the future market impacts the RFS program could have on refiners several years later. He said no one would know if we go out 2 or 3 years which small refiners will need hardship and which won't, and how it will change from year to year or a year to 3 years, he said. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As the public interest in the COVID-19 pandemic continues to wane, fewer than 5 counties in the state currently still require masks, and those still in place might not last much longer. KAKE News reports that Johnson County, which is the state's largest county with more than 600,000 residents, is considering to allow their mask mandate to expire in their meeting tomorrow. Health officials in the community also said that they will not resist dropping the requirement. At the same time, commissioners in Riley County indicated at a meeting this month that they won't seek to extend their order further after it expires in mid-May. The decline in mask mandates across the state sped up after lawmakers ended Governor Laura Kelly's newly reissued orders requiring them earlier this month. In other news, one man is in critical condition after a crash and chase involving a reported stolen vehicle yesterday afternoon. KAKE News reports that Rice County authorities attempted to stop a Chevy Tahoe, which had been reported stolen out of Barton County. The suspect was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. Good American Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all at one location? Heads up, Rusty Export.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty Export. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-point inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Democrat Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bipartisan bill to give the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature new oversight of the modernization of the state's troubled unemployment system. The bill Kelly signed it yesterday will require Kansas Department of Labor to complete computer upgrades by the end of 2022. The new law also calls for an audit of the impact of fraudulent claims and improper payments beginning last year. The state has acknowledged a flood of fraudulent unemployment claims and attempts by scammers and internet bots to access the system. In other news, police in Topeka have determined that the death of a woman in initially dubbed it suspicious was a homicide and have arrested a teenager in the case. Police say that officers sent to a Topeka neighborhood on Saturday night for a 911 call requesting medical help found the body of a 46-year-old Hester Workman of Topeka. Yesterday, police declared her death a homicide and arrested a 16-year-old on suspicion of first-degree felony murder, as well as burglary, theft, and obstruction. Police have not said how Workman died. They have not released the name of the suspect, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Good American Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. Republican agribusiness owner Charles Herbster has officially launched his campaign for Nebraska governor. Herbster of Falls City emphasized his agricultural roots and ties to former President Trump during his formal announcement this week in Fremont. Herbster is the owner of Herbster Angus Farms in Falls City and the owner and CEO of Kansas City, Missouri-based Conklin Company. He also worked as an agriculture advisor to Trump. Herbster joins the Republican gubernatorial field that includes University of Nebraska Regent Jim Pillen, a hog producer from Columbus. State Senator Brett Lindstrom of Omaha has also announced his intentions to enter the race. The pace of coronavirus vaccinations is slowing down across Nebraska as the state reported less than 100,000 shots given in a week for the first time this month. State health officials say just over 93,000 doses of vaccines were administered last week in Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as active COVID cases remain at low levels, in the low single digits in area counties, Nemaha County Community Health Services advised Tuesday that KDHE has recorded 4 additional COVID-related deaths in Nemaha County, bringing the total to 55 since the pandemic began. No additional details were given. At last report, Marshall County has 2 cases. Washington County was over 2 weeks without any active COVID cases, reporting one that is hospitalized early this week. Marysville City Council Monday night took no action on renewing the mask mandate, which will expire at the end of April. Currently, just 4 counties in Kansas remain with a mask mandate. Marshall County commissioners met with department heads last week. The county health nurse reported the health department has given over 3,700 primary doses and nearly 3,000 boosters for COVID-19. They've gotten behind on regular vaccinations due to COVID shutdowns and the COVID vaccines. Marshall County appraiser has 2 new employees. Personal property notices will go out May 1st. Extension agents helped over 1,000 residents with Medicare supplement plans and prepared nearly 200 tax returns. And they've begun assisting patrons with planning season questions. Marshall County Clerk has a new employee. The office is accepting filings for city, school, offices at this time. Deadline to file for a city or school position is noon on June 1st. County Council are staying busy with the Irish Creek Wind Farm project. And now we'll turn attentions to the Kansas-Nebraska Heritage Partnership area and the 30 by 30 land grab issues to advise the county on the right direction to take on these issues. The office will be moving forward with a tax sale in the near future. Public Works are staying busy blading and hauling rock. Work on bridges throughout the Irish Creek Wind Farm project will begin soon. There are 5 bridges and 1 culvert that will either need to be repaired or replaced. Free disposal day at the Marshall County Landfill is this Saturday, May 1st, from 8 until 3. Register of Deeds has a new employee and continues to receive documents to file, reporting trouble getting caught up. January's recording fees were $9,000, February's $11,000, and March $17,000. Marshall County Treasurer is looking for a part-time employee to do driver's license. They've started receiving tax payments for the upcoming May 10th second half due date. Agency on Aging Director reported that transportation is increasing. 2022 KDOT budget has been approved. Recently, there was an attempt to vandalize one of the vans. They're looking into security cameras to deter this. Clerk of the District Court advised that jury trials will commence in the near future. Selection of jurors and likely the trial will be held off-site to accommodate for COVID social distancing protocols. Emergency Management Director updated the American Rescue Plan. They're expecting another large sum of money coming into Marshall County, largely for infrastructure improvement, and will have to be spent by 2024. The sheriff said he's going to hold off on hiring another jailer at this time and has offered an internship to a Cloud County Community College student for the summer to fill the position. They have hired a new night dispatcher. Partnership for Growth Director encouraged the board to not do anything in regards to a resolution for the Kansas-Nebraska Heritage Partnership area or the 30 by 30 land grab until more information is provided. Following discussion last week, Gage County Board of Supervisors voted to approve asking the Planning and Zoning Commission to further research the Nebraska Heritage Area Initiative and anything else that encompasses. Chevis Kuhl introduced herself to the board as the new Victims Assistance Coordinator, and Gage County Supervisors discussed revising the 1- and 6-year road and bridge plan, adding a project in Blakely Township, Hickory West, with the Engage Executive Director speaking on the benefits of adding this to the plan. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly recently signed a bill designating the highway from Waterville to Blue Rapids as the Corporal Howland E. Oatney and SP4 Gene Myers Memorial Highway. They were casualties of the Vietnam War. The Waterville and Blue Rapids Legion posts had lobbied for the designation, and a formal unveiling is planned in the future.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system moving across the central, east central parts of the Midwest that will continue to bring us scattered rain, showers, thunderstorms for today and into tonight. Behind it, high pressure system moves in for tomorrow through the end of the week into the start of the weekend with mostly sunny skies. We'll see more chances for some rain showers as we head towards the end of the weekend, early parts of next week. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 60s with wind gust at 20. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, 73, with wind gust at 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the mid-40s. As we into Friday, we're looking at sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 70s. Friday night, mostly clear, 53, and Saturday, mostly sunny. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late April, 71. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 47. The record low is 27. Sunset this evening, 8:17. Sunrise in the morning, at 6:32.
There's nothing quite like the smell of a healthy blueberry pie, and we do mean healthy. We explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 28th, the 118th day of the year. TV stars Ann Margaret and Jay Leno were both born on this day, and in 1990, a chorus line closed after 6,137 performances on Broadway. Today is considered one of the best days of the month to go camping, based on the moon's phase of the waning gibbous. Can you take a pie camping with you? Well, it might be a little bit messy, but it is National Blueberry Pie Day. Blueberry harvests start in April and end in September, and it's also one of the healthiest fruits. Blueberries are full of antioxidants and cancer-fighting nutrients. So we think blueberry pie counts as a healthy dessert, at least for today. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about pies and cooking online at almanac.com.
Craft Pillow Services will clean and sanitize any type of pillow. Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the former Porch Swing location, 809 Broadway, Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Pinch hitter Wilmer Defoe delivered the go-ahead single in the seventh inning, and the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Kansas City Royals 2-1 to end the Royals' five-game winning streak. Pittsburgh has won three straight games and 11 out of 16 since a 1-6 start at 12-11, moving back above 500 for the first time since it was 1-0 in the opening week. Kansas City has lost seven straight games in Pittsburgh since 2009. Defoe looped a single that dropped in front of a sliding Michael A. Taylor in center. Royals back in action with the Pirates this evening. First pitch set for 5:35. Kansas City Royals are expanding Kauffman Stadium's capacity for May games. The team said it'll provide pod-style seating that is socially distanced by 3 feet to accommodate 17,400 fans. Single-game tickets for the Royals go on sale today. Mid-America Network Sports.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Major League Baseball says 70% of players, on-field staff, and support personnel have been fully or partially vaccinated for the coronavirus. In an email to the Associated Press, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said his figure referred to all individuals defined as Tier 1 in MLB's protocols. Those persons include players, on-field personnel such as managers, coaches, and athletic trainers, plus essential personnel who need to be in close proximity such as translators and media and travel staff. One other baseball note, Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina has landed on the 10-day injured list with a strained tendon in his right foot. Molina was hurt in a game Friday night against Cincinnati. He sat out Saturday and Sunday, then returned Monday to catch all nine innings of a 2-1 loss to Philadelphia. The 9-time Gold Glove winner is off to one of the best starts in his career, hitting .323 with 5 home runs and 14 RBIs. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
The new 2021 Chevrolet and Buick models are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new Chevy Equinox Premier and Premier All-Wheel Drive, the new Chevy Traverse and Chevy Blazer, the new Buick Enclave Essence and 2 Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
The last Friday in April is National Arbor Day and a great time to celebrate the importance of trees. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These long-lived members of our landscapes and communities help combat flooding, reduce energy use, and so much more. According to the USDA Forest Service, properly placed trees around buildings can help reduce air conditioning requirements by 30% and save between 20 to 50% on energy used for heating. Trees also help improve water quality and reduce flooding. Their canopies intercept and slow rainfall's velocity before it hits the ground. This reduces runoff and erosion, allowing more water to be absorbed by the soil instead of overwhelming our storm sewers. For Arbor Day celebration ideas, visit the National Arbor Day Foundation's website at arborday.org. And check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Why are nurses on the night shift eating breakfast in the Oklahoma City stockyards? In a moment, we'll take you to a place popular for breakfast and great steaks any time of the day. All at a restaurant, one with the roll of a dice. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. It's a story with roots over a century old.
In 1910, the first packing houses came to Oklahoma City, and this area was all kind of a boom town.
Dick Stubbs owns the Cattleman Steakhouse in the boom town called Stockyard City.
It got pretty big in the bootlegging business. There was bootlegging upstairs and restaurant downstairs. This went on up until 1945, whenever a couple of gamblers by the name of Percy and Gene Wade, and they won it in a dice game.
The number 33 is branded into the wall here, a reminder of the dice game that won the restaurant.
The hard six was what the number that Gene had to throw in order to win the restaurant. And when he threw it, then later on, they started raising their own cattle, and they started branding them with the 33.
The Wades raised most of the beef served. Stubbs bought Cattleman's in 1990. It's great steaks that bring locals and those from far away. In fact, over a quarter of the customers come from out of state.
Cattleman's has won numerous awards for its steaks, and you can eat here almost any time of the day.
Most of our breakfast business is people that actually have hauled cattle in the mornings, and they come by here to eat when they're getting off work. We also have a new market that's developing. It's nurses that are getting off work at 6 in the morning and come here because we're one of the few that can serve breakfast and beer at the same time.
Whether it's a great steak or beer for breakfast, the Cattleman Steakhouse carries on its century-old tradition of great food at the stockyards. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction this Saturday featuring tools and equipment, bulldozer tractors, and pickups for the Richard Forst Estate and Sherry and Mike Gregory. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Selling a John Deere 750J bulldozer, rebuilt motor, 93 Ford, 8240, runs but needs work. John Deere 4010 diesel tractor runs, motor needs work. Oliver 1850 propane tractor with loader. Trailers include a spread axle belly dump, 30-foot gooseneck cargo, contractor-style trailer, flatbed hay trailer, also vehicles for salvage, some shop items, tools and miscellaneous. For Sherry and Mike Gregory, tools will include a 12-inch miter saw, 15-inch scroll saw on a stand, 5-speed drill press, 8-inch bench press on a stand. They'll sell circular and skill saws, sawzall, sanders, trimmer router, pneumatic nailers, saw horses, portable tools and toolboxes. This auction Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Houseplants like to go outside when the weather warms up. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Watch the nighttime temperatures and don't plop them out in full sun the first day as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Houseplants appreciate the fresh, warm air of spring after a long, dreary winter. Moving them outside to live on the deck or patio is therapeutic for us, too. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says most houseplants are tropical plants, so they're used to basking in warm sunshine. However, they're not fond of the cold, so the guideline for moving your houseplants outdoors is based on nighttime temperatures.
We're wanting them to consistently remain in the mid to low 60s. Anything probably below 60 is going to result in chilling injury on those plants, which means some of their leaves could yellow and drop off. So monitor the nighttime temperatures, and when they consistently stay between 60 and 65 and not going to drop below that, then it's safe to move those plants outside for the summer.
Plants don't wear sunscreen, so you have to gradually acclimate them to the sun. Patton says they've been used to the low light in your home for months, so even a shady spot can be brighter than the indoor light.
What happens a lot of times when plants go from the inside to the outside and we put them in too much sun, we sunburn the foliage and you get this white burned appearance to the leaf, which is unattractive, causes it to drop off. So it's always a good rule of thumb to start the plants out in a shady location and then maybe every week or so expose them to a little bit brighter sun until you find their final resting place.
Give your houseplants a good dose of fertilizer and know that you'll have to water them more often in warm, breezy temperatures. Patton says this is also the time to do some rejuvenation if they're too tall and spindly.
Learn more about moving houseplants outside for the summer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you.
Grandma was the most generous person I've ever met. She was quick to give, not only to her family and friends, but to strangers as well. And she loved doing it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, as I reflect on the kind of legacy I want to leave, I want to be known as someone who gave with a cheerful heart. In a world where there are so many needs, it can be hard to know where to start. But don't let that overwhelm you and take away the joy of generosity. Instead, ask God where and how He wants you to use the resources you've been given. Then, jot down a list of places and people you feel passionate about supporting, and start giving. It's also a good idea to talk with your financial professional so you can incorporate giving into your financial strategy. So set aside some time to find simple, everyday ways you can give back. And don't forget to do it with a cheerful heart. With a more generous life, you will experience more purpose and meaning and gratitude.
Celebrate 107 years of the Kansas White Way this Saturday. The Kansas White Way Car Run departs Concordia and Atchison at 8 a.m. They'll make a stop in Frankfort at the City Park Saturday afternoon with a celebration and car show. Learn more about the Kansas White Way Car Run. Their social media post is on Facebook. And stop by, support the Highway 9 merchants. First National Bank in Frankfort. Friendly personalized service meets your banking needs. Online at fnbfrankfortks.com. Member FDIC. Frankfort Area News, dedicated to the Frankfort community. Local advertisers and subscribers rely on local coverage from Frankfort Area News. Blue Valley Technologies, delivering the future of communications to local communities. State-of-the-art technology, people-focused service, Blue Valley Technologies.
Prompted by tragedy, an Illinois farm woman now seeks to improve mental health in the farming community. That's today on Farm to Fork.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition offers this planting stewardship tip from Katie Savinelli, pollinator and stewardship team lead with Syngenta.
When using neonic treated seeds, be sure to use advanced seed flow lubricants to help the seed move throughout the equipment smoothly and minimize dust off. This helps the seed treatment fuel the plant's growth while letting pollinators perform their important pollination service to crops and flowers.
Visit growingmatters.org/besure. 3 years ago, Adrienne DeSutter lost her farming neighbor and friend to suicide. A former counselor, DeSutter saw a need to address mental health in the ag community. During her keynote at the recent annual Women's Agricultural Leadership Conference, DeSutter cautioned women not to overextend themselves.
You can do anything, but you can't do everything. You all are talented women. You are. You have so much to give, but when we start giving everything, we don't give the best of us. We give the rest of us, or what's left of us, right? So I'm here today to tell you, don't waste your time on the things that are stealing that energy from you. You don't have to say yes to everything. You get to slow down and you get to choose what gives you energy. That's what I want you to find. That's your challenge for today.
DeSutter added, though, that there are times when each of us can reach out in support.
Somebody will become better because of what you have to say. And to be honest, you will become better by saying it. Find what fuels you and start creating your path from alive to thrive.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The South American second corn crop is struggling due to drought conditions. Dr. Michael Cordonnier, president of Soybean and Corn Advisor Incorporated, says the problems began when the crop got planted very late.
The
stuff in your corn was planted 3, 4, 5 weeks later than normal. And now we've had an early onset of the dry season. In other words, the rains ended earlier than anticipated. So it's a very bad combination. In fact, right now, the weekend rains in Brazil were very disappointing. And now the forecast is drier than normal for the next 2 weeks across most of the Safinha area, which is a very worrisome forecast.
Gordonier says the dry weather is going to put a significant dent in Brazil's corn production. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com. And by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. Well, some showers across parts of Oklahoma last night. We're experiencing some showers across parts of Kansas today. The soil temperature continues to rise, which is good news, obviously. The eastern two-thirds of Kansas is checking in today with a 2-inch soil temperature at 61 to 66 degrees, depending on where you are at. There are some fluctuations there, but 61 to 66 degrees for basically the eastern two-thirds of Kansas. The western one-third, still a little cooler, 55 to 59 degrees there. Most of Oklahoma is checking in at 62 to 65 degrees, a shade cooler in the northeast, a shade warmer in the southeast. But 62 to 65 degrees is the general rule across the main body of Oklahoma. The panhandle of Oklahoma, still a bit cooler, 57 to 58 degrees across most sections of the panhandle. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Severe air credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/13.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor Zero Turn Mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senate GOP making a $568 billion counterproposal to fix the nation's infrastructure. That's a fraction of the White House $2.7 trillion American Jobs Plan. Top Republican on the Environment and Public Works Committee, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, said the GOP offering a serious plan and robust package. The GOP package has $299 billion for roads and bridges, $17 billion for ports and inland waterways, $65 billion for broadband, and $14 billion for water storage. Biden's transportation proposal alone is $621 billion. Top Republican in the Senate Commerce Committee, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, says adding the $65 billion in broadband spending to the $40 billion already passed by Congress gets close to that $100 billion that Biden proposed for broadband. A key Democrat, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, didn't dismiss the plan by the GOP. He said it's a negotiating starting point. Well, USDA trade data shows that while China didn't commit to buy U.S. corn purchases during the last 7-day reporting period, the U.S. did ship plenty of the grain to the Chinese buyers. U.S. corn exports to China from April 9th through 15th totaled 560,100 metric tons. That's about 8 Panamax-sized ships full of corn. USDA's Foreign Ag Service office in Beijing predicted this week that China's corn imports would hit a record-breaking 28 million metric tons for the 2020-21 marketing year as the country refills its domestic reserves and contends with rising demand for livestock feed. Net sales and exports of pork to China were also strong. The Growing Climate Solutions Act has now 42 co-sponsors. The House version has 22 co-sponsors, including 9 Republicans. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Keep an eye on livestock that get their drinking water from a pond. Shallow watering holes can become death traps if they get stuck in the mud. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Livestock around farm ponds, especially if you haven't had much rain. Ponds have very low water levels thanks to last year's dry weather, and livestock wandering in too far to get a drink can become mired belly deep in sticky mud and unable to get themselves out. You hear stories of lucky animals that were rescued after hours of muscle, rope, chains, tractors, and backhoes. Others were stuck for too long before anyone noticed. Retired Iowa State University Extension beef specialist Joe Sellers says he was building a fence on his pasture when a neighbor's horse decided to take a dip in the pond.
That horse apparently just came running full speed and dove right into the pond and got in all the way up to his shoulders in mud. Well, we couldn't get it out, of course. They had to go and get a skid steer with a track to dig all the way around it to get it out. I think it's okay now. And that's an extreme example, but, you know, and I think you and I couldn't get buried as deep as that horse got, but it got buried really deep. And it was just lucky I saw it. But it could happen to cows all the time, too, getting in that mud.
Once rescued, animals are weak from the ordeal and recovery may take some time. It's best to call your veterinarian to check them over. In the meantime, see what you can do to prevent this from happening again. Brian Peterson with the Iowa Forage and Grassland Council recommends this improvement.
Could be an ideal time to install a limited access area using some geofabric and rock and limit where they can go, but so they can get in there. Producers that have used them, they've worked very well. It's a safety thing and it's an environmental thing. It's just a good practice.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about livestock and muddy ponds at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Mixed numbers continue across all of our futures markets here on Wednesday. May corn is up 13 and a half at 7.08¾. July corn is up 2¼ at 6.56½. After that, the back months are all down. All three of the wheat markets are under pressure right now. May Kansas City wheat is down 4¼ at $7 even. July is down 4¼ at 7.07. The crop progress report shows that Kansas wheat is headed at a level of 2%. That's just about average for this time of the year. 49% of the crop is in good condition and 6% is in excellent condition, according to the USDA. Soybeans looking pretty good right now. May soybeans up 18 and a half at 1568 and a quarter. July beans up 4.5 at 1524. Bean meal is down, but bean oil is on quite a rally. May bean oil is up 228 points at 68.73. July's up 62 points at 61.50. As we turn to the livestock complex, mixed numbers there mostly lower for cattle. April live cattle up 47 at 118.85, but then that's the end of the news, so the good news for cattle. June live cattle down 30 at 115.52, and all the back months are down. April feeders down 25 at 133.95. May feeders down 102 at 134.90. So not a good look for cattle. Hogs, on the other hand, are doing quite well. May hogs up 147 at 111.27. June hogs up 265 at 109.32. So some strong positives for hogs while we have some issues with the cattle complex. Gold is down today. April gold is down $4 currently at $1,774 an ounce. Silver is down. Copper is ever so fractionally higher. And the Dow is currently down 115 points, 33,869. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept Agritech microbials and fertilizer supplements and seed treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Calling all brides-to-be. With all you have to do to plan for your big day, let Fashion Direct take care of the guys in your wedding party. Fashion Direct in Marysville carries the complete line of tuxes from Jim's Formal Wear Company. With over 60 tuxedo styles and 175 full-back vest options, you can create the look of your dreams. Browse online at jimsformalwear.com and use Build a Tux program, or step in at Fashion Direct and look through a book complete with color swatches. Fashion Direct will ensure your groom looks his best on your big day.
Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KMDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.